I'm born sweaty and ready. And on that note, hi, hello, welcome back to Pod a Todd, the pod where we tog pods, pod togs, and introduce the pod correctly every single time. I'm your host.
I believe somewhere in there is also trading pogs, but that's neither here nor there. And I'm Jordan Black. I'm Dead Domain. Hi, hello. How are you doing, bugs?
Doing pretty good. I'm just thinking about how Alf's back in pog form.
Yeah, I don't know much about pogs. Pogs is one of those things that I only know through nostalgia and other people's references.
Yeah, like I know what a pog is through pop culture osmosis, and I was like technically around in the 90s, but I have never beheld a pog.
Yeah.
Like it's
Well, you know what? Actually, there was one time where I think I was in like an antique store and there was a bag of pogs and I was like, "What is that?" And I think my mom was like, "Oh, those are pogs." And I'm like, "Oh. Okay." And
combining pog and antique store is probably just fucking nuked someone.
No, I had when I still did stand up, I had a great bit about how like no matter what antique store you go into, there is going to be merchandise that you've never seen before from Star Wars Episode One. There is going to be like Jar Jar bath soap. There is going to be like a Darth Maul plunger or something because everybody thought that, you know, oh my gosh, Star Wars merchandise. And so everybody bought literally any merchandise from that and never opened it, never used it. And so now it's just all sitting there valueless in antique stores around the country.
You ever have that, the Jar Jar Bink lollipop holder? You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do. I distinctly remember having that as a child. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that is, woof. For those of y'all who don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Jar Jar Bink's lollipop holder. It's exactly as horrifying as you think it is. It's great.
Well, I mean, depending on what you're thinking of, it might be worse than what you think it is.
Yeah, that's, I don't like, hi, as like one of the resident monster fuckers here, if I'm saying it's a little bit much.
I think that's harsh for Jar Jar Binks. He's not a monster. He's just a Gungan.
Yeah. You ever think about how Boss Nass looks distinctively unlike every other Gungan? Like, what's going on there?
He's just bigger.
He's green! None of them are green!
Oh, I guess so, huh?
Like, no, like, he does not have the vibes of every other Gungan. So, like, I don't know, that just, like, leads me to think a lot about, like, Gungan aristocracy and, like, what sort of hierarchy is like? Is there some sort of like? It's giving Britain. I don't know.
It's giving. Are you saying the Gungan Habsburgs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think Boss Nass has a Habsburgian like inbreeding problem.
I mean, look, very possibly, probably.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was something like that going through George Lucas's wonderful, unique, special boy brain when he was writing this.
George Lucas, you would love Magic the Gathering.
George Lucas, you would love Magic the Gathering.
Like, there's so many weird guys.
Oh, he would just be so enamored. But speaking of weird guys, speaking of Magic the Gathering, welcome back to our the world's only pod Magic the Gathering and Star Wars podcast.
For how long though? What happens when we get Universes Beyond?
Oh god, it is look, the monoculture rolls ahead like a Katamari that will engulf us all one day. It is a matter of time until we get Star Wars. Like that's my there are space wizards. There are wizard cards that you can do. It's a matter of time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I think we would have all the typals that you would need for Star Wars cards, because you have wizards, you've got robots, you've got you could do like scouts, assassins, soldiers,
we've recently added Heroes and Rebels. Oh, I guess Rebels been here.
Rebels
go back a while, but Hero seems pretty new, and that's from the upcoming set.
And robot or aliens too.
Yeah. Woof.
So, but you know what else before we get to a galaxy far, far away, we have a number of other universes beyond that are coming real soon. That these cards are piping hot. I'm honestly a little bit shocked at how, like, I'm not shocked at how popular Final Fantasy is, but I am shocked at just the overwhelming hype for this set. Like, it is selling out everywhere. Boxes are bonkers expensive. And now I think the hype is increasing because we are in that final stretch where spoilers and stuff are coming out constantly.
Yeah. Everything's reaching very much like a fever pitch. And yeah, to your point about it selling out, it's been reported that this is the best-selling Magic the Gathering set ever, and it hasn't even hit shelves yet.
I saw that, and I think so. So a lot of that I'm imagining is like store requests, local stores, and how much of their orders that they're requesting and expecting to sell through. And speaking to my local stores, a lot of those orders are already, like, I want to say last week they were like, yeah, we're not taking pre-orders on this or this, because everybody already has their decks, their bundles, their booster collector boxes. And I think that is, as for Magic the Gathering, I think it is wonderful. I think it is very cool that this is going to bring in inevitably a ton of new people. I think that it's very cool that it's a set like this that is, you know, it still feels very in line with Magic, I think, in the same way as Lord of the Rings, in the same way as, you know, Warhammer.
Yeah, but I would definitely say that it's, yeah, as far as Universes Beyond goes, it's not the biggest departure.
No, and I think it's, it makes me incredibly wary and worried when it comes to Universes Beyond, because I think the WotC or the Hasbro number crunchers are going to see that and be like, oh, okay, well, obviously this Universes Beyond bet of doing half universe, like, this is obviously the way to go. But I think that there is still in that, I think there's going to be this kind of unaccounted for reasoning that Final Fantasy fits nicely within Magic. And I think, like, I guess it remains to be seen how well the ultimate litmus test, I think, will be how well Spider-Man and, to a lesser extent, Avatar sell, because this is entirely anecdotal, I understand that, but if you go by just me talking to people at stores, listening and hearing people talk about sets, people have been excited for Final Fantasy for a while. If you bring up Spider-Man to just the regular people I see playing every week, every other week, they will roll their eyes and be like, yeah. Like, there is such a difference in the hype there. And I think that that's going to really, I think we aren't going to see the full effect of Universes Beyond and how well this sells until we see how well Spider-Man sells.
Yeah. No, I think that definitely does the Universes Beyond project pay the dividends that Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast are expecting it to. Like, especially, like, they're banking, it's a multi-year deal with Marvel. And so, if Spider-Man doesn't do, you know, bonker balls numbers, I have no idea, like, how to even predict it, because, like, I mean, I had a feeling that Final Fantasy was going to be popular, but it being even more popular than like Lord of the Rings is nuts to me. But also like the advertising for this set has been, I think, the most aggressive and mainstream that I've seen for Magic the Gathering, like, ever. Like, I was getting ads on Disney Plus for Final Fantasy cards. Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it also, I think it speaks to how, you know, everybody has a different Final Fantasy. There is so much nostalgia for this brand wrapped up in, like people who haven't played since 7 or since 10, like, looking at these cards, seeing this art. I think that's another thing that, like, again, no matter how cool the art is for Marvel cards, like, looking at the borderless art right now on Scryfall and seeing all of the classic Final Fantasy art or the classic Final Fantasy artists reimagining these characters and stuff, like Nibelheim of Flame is a great example. If you look at the borderless version of that I'm just like, this is like, this fucking whips. This is awesome. This is amazing and gorgeous and feels magic and Final Fantasy at the same time.
The full art version of Stiltskin Moogle Merchant. I'm like, this precious bouncing boy. He's everything.
He's very good. He's perfect.
Like,
I'm the more I look at these, the more excited I am to get into this. Where do we want to start? I guess.
I mean, so like, because the last time we recorded, we haven't recorded since the Commander decks all got revealed.
Oh, not entirely, no. And I haven't even looked through those.
They're nuts. They look awesome, but it's like, oh my god, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm so of two minds, because on one hand I'm like, oh my god, like the translation of this is so incredible, and like I don't have any reverence for Final Fantasy. I've never played a Final Fantasy. I'm aware of what it is, just kind of through pop culture osmosis. Like, I know what a Moogle is, and I know that they're cute as sin. But, you know, I'm like...
Well, no, because Sin is a different Final Fantasy character in Final Fantasy X.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, right. You just mentioned that. Shit, that's my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, but, you know, I'm looking at Hog Moogle Warrior, and I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Absolutely.
How you feeling? Like, how you feeling about them chocobos?
Ooh, I am of many minds about them chocobos. Art-wise, no notes. Live, laugh, love them. The fact that there's a bunch of different versions that are all chase cards for the set that are like serialized or multicolor, I'm like, really annoyed.
I was so here's the thing, and I was wondering, I'm like, what are they gonna do chase card wise? Like, a big set like this, they have to have, what is their one ring, you know, what is the card that everybody fucking wants? And having the golden chocobo, so the golden chocobo is a consistent like reward in chocobo minigames across multiple Final Fantasy games. Like, it is the thing you spend hours getting and trying to chase after and seek out as the like the pinnacle of whatever chocobo achievement is in said game. So this is like
a type of guy. Okay.
Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, look, it's Hasbro, it's WotC doing their thing to get more people to buy more packs and collector shit, but it is also a pretty okay flavor. When I feel like it is on par with the One Ring in terms of like Final Fantasy shit.
So there's 77 serialized golden chocobos. Does 77 have any number relevance to the games, or is that just like a good number?
That's a good question. It might be a damage indicator or something, but that doesn't really... like, off the top of the dome, that doesn't bring anything to mind, but I am not, like, the most hardcore fan, so I'm sure there's somebody else who's going to know more.
I desperately need to know how much the 69 chocobo goes for.
Unless, oh, these chocobos are from Final Fantasy VII, is the little marker in the corner says. So okay. Maybe that's it?
Sure.
I guess?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't say anything. Like, as a card, it's, like, good, but not... Oh, wait, no, never mind. I'm reading the whole card. I was gonna be like, oh, Panharmonicon for birds. That's cool. It's also a Panharmonicon for lands, which, Scoot Swarm has entered the chat.
Fuck, man.
Field of the Dead has entered the chat.
Yeah, no, that's going in somebody's landfall shit for sure.
Oh, as a lands enjoyer. God damn it, do I like the Chocobo? Yeah. Like, I guess that's one of the things that I'm like, there's so many cards in this that are like, well, that's nuts as butts.
So really quick, one of the things that I think we've noted is how they've really, and understandably, stripped back or come back a little bit on how many legendary creatures past sets have had. Like if you compare to like Dominaria United, certainly March of the Machine. Things like you know, Duskmourn and even Aetherdrift to a lesser extent don't have nearly as many named legendaries. Do you think that was because they have so fucking many here?
Yeah, I could see that, like, especially prepping. Having this many named legendaries in Standard is going to be really interesting, especially, like, just as a brewing space. And I'm actually kind of excited to see, have we seen many like Legends Matters card or like historic spells matter in Standard as of late?
No, not
okay. Because that was a big thing for Dom United was, but like that'll be cycling out very soon. But there's yeah, I'm just trying to do like a quick run through, because like there's a lot of like interesting tech going on here that it's like, okay, this cares about wizards, this cares about birds, which all like the bird support, I'm actually very curious to see how like the chocobos etc play with the Bloomburrow cards.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like, there are so many named legendary creatures, and that's, like, kind of, that feels like a very double-edged sword for Universes Beyond, like, writ large, where it's, like, who does and who doesn't get a card, how do those cards manifest, etc.
Well, especially when you're talking across technically 16, but
yeah,
19 games if you include 10-2 and 13-2 and 3. Like, right. I do not envy the people who had to choose who got to stay and go.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, like that seems like it'd be insane. Not knowing anything about Final Fantasy at all, so I have no idea like who this character is, but the Cid Timeless Artificer.
So yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about the Cid cycle. I can't even really call it a cycle, the squad group.
I like the Cid squad. I like that.
They done made a fucking Urza, persistent petitioners. They made an Urza, heir apparent.
Yeah. Yeah. And it being, so what I think is interesting is due to the legend rule, you can't have like a bunch of them hitting at once, but they do care about your graveyard. Like
oh, and that's why yes. There's the cycling.
Yeah, huh. So then, like as far as design goes, I think your deck can have any number of cards named blank. This is having it care about yard, which like isn't totally uncharted territory here, like Slime Against Humanity also checks Yard and also Exile, which I think is sick as hell.
Yeah, that's fucking rough.
But
no, that's I hadn't considered the legend rule there, but that's
So
fascinating.
Like, artifact creatures and heroes you control get +1/+1 for each artificer card in your yard and on the board. So like, yeah, like this being, this gets very interesting for like Urza tokens decks and similar, mm-hmm. right? Where it's like or artifact token decks. That like
like you making game, you making like zero something thopters, you making
like
little tiny ornithopters or whatever, fuck you.
Yeah, no, like if you have, if you're generating, let's just in the context of Commander,
yeah,
if you have anything in the command zone that's making artifact tokens, like having a shitload of these guys just pitching like 2-mana pitch draw cards, start gassing up your buddies. This is some hot tech. This is fun. I don't really understand all of the different art style references, but I like how varied like the Final Fantasy VI Cid looks very adorable, for example. Whereas,
so the like, thing with Cid is that like there are certain little touchstones that appear in almost every Final Fantasy game, like okay. The name of things. Moogles are one of them. Moogles appear differently sometimes. And then there are certain characters like Biggs and Wedge are side characters that appear almost in every Final Fantasy game. And Cid is another one to varying degrees. Like he will, you know, in some games he is way more of a main character than others. But like that is why there are so many different vast okay. appearances, because this is like from all of the different games.
Final Fantasy 16 Cid can get it. He's really hot.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, Cid Daddy. Okay, artificial.
They have not shown off Cindy, I don't think, which is a bummer for me personally. I'm a
wait,
big
is there
fan
a gender gender fucked Cid?
Look up Final Fantasy 15 Cindy. So just FFXV Cindy.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if they would put her in this, but I would very much like a card.
I support this.
Where do you fall on instant ramen?
Oh, I have thoughts and feelings about instant ramen. So in a vacuum.
Uh-huh.
An artifact called instant ramen that you can play at flash speed is incredibly funny. I think that's funny as shit.
It works as food.
Yeah, like, and that's a food. It's also an artifact. This is important. You know, it replaces itself. 2-mana draw card, up your artifact count. Great. I also have been told that, like, ramen plays a big role. Like, there's a bunch of, like, ramen, like, actual ramen billboards or something in that Final Fantasy. Like, that's a whole...
Yeah, there is basically an entire quest in 15 that is a Maruchan top ramen advertisement.
I kind of love that. I'm not going to lie. That's insane.
It's fucking bonkers. It's so dumb.
And so I think it's very funny in all of those regards. But as a Pauper player, this being a card that I probably want several play sets of is deeply annoying. Just in the like, oh, I don't want to see like this is arguably a strictly better Lembas Bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is already pretty good in Pauper, and so it's already weird where it's like, I'm seeing a Universes Beyond card get power crept by another Universes Beyond card.
yeah.
And I loathe that. Like, and one can make the argument for, like, which one's better, which one's worse. Like, Lembas shuffles back into your library, so, like, cool, you're, like, less likely to deck out, but how much of a problem that is in Pauper is really, really, really... Like, Mill isn't super viable in the meta right now, so who cares? Like, versus this, it's like, oh, cool, so, like, once it hits the yard, that's maybe relevant for, like, Delirium or, like... Dredge strats plus like just flash two mana up your affinity count is like maybe kind of super relevant
a little bit,
and just and it replaces itself. Like, it's, this is just such a good card. Like a flash artifact that replaces itself is really nuts. And I don't want to like harp on being like, this is like the best card in the set, because it's not, but like, it's shockingly playable all the way down. I don't know if I see this played in other like Eternal formats nearly as much beyond like, you know, foods matter, commander decks. I'm working on building an Azmarana, Modica, Dyson, Akula card deck, and so like ways of upping food count and Rakdos are a bit
limited.
So,
let's yeah. say, yeah.
so like that's pretty decent. I almost pronounced her name right too, not quite, but almost. So like, yeah, there's it's not a bad card. It's not, but it's just like. Oh, like, it's between this and Jordan, they took my boy out back and fucking shot him in the head.
Which boy?
My son. They have murdered my son, the Colossal Dreadmaw.
Oh, poor baby.
Are you familiar with Balam T-Rexar?
Oh, I just saw that.
Yeah. It's a 6-mana 6/6 trampler with additional upside at common. I am so upset.
Holy shit, that is common. God damn.
Yeah, it's a forest cycling ETB matters. Like I mean, is this thing playable anywhere? It's good for limited. But, like, god damn it, let me have my stupid meme boy. Like, and it just, like, it's so unceremonious when, like, the funny cards get power crept by Universes Beyond. I like Universes Beyond cards when they're, like, funny, weird tech busted, not just, like, oh, we already had this. We don't need this.
You want Jumbo Cactar busted.
Yeah, Jumbo Cactar or, oh, what's the little shithead that is going to ruin CDH? Where's Bestifer with the funny hat? Let me scroll through this. I'm so good at my job. I had this card up earlier. Oh, wait, I have this. Like, I'm circling through this by alphabetized. No, I put this by rarity.
Ornateer. Yep.
Yeah, Vivi Ornateer is heinous text, but also like I'm looking at this and it's so insane that I can't not love it. Every Is It deck ever craves this violence. Like,
it's not even like it's insanely powerful for three, because like you can throw it out if you've had a little bit of ramp, you could throw it out on turn 3, 4, or 5 and just start
blasting
shit. Could very easily go damn near infinite without a lot of gas.
This, you know what this card says to me? Turn 4 I'm casting Niv-Mizzet. Like, this is this might be one of the most, like, eternally playable cards in every, like, it just, if for Commander, this is CDH hell nonsense. And even in, like, more casual shit, like,
How are you feeling about, speaking of hell nonsense, how are you feeling about Buster Sword, given how many, like, equip love cards there are in this?
Let me refamiliarize myself with the text of Bustifer. Let's see. Do I love it? Do I hate it? What would I rate it? There's Ultima Weapon. Where's... I just saw it. Hold on. Let me... equip creature gets +3/+2 for 3 whenever equipped creature. Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Equipped creature gets +3/+2 whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. Then you may cast a spell from your hand with mana value less than or equal to that damage without paying its mana cost. Equip 2.
But there are a lot of cards that can get you past, like, that equip costs or get you reduced on that artifact and equip.
I mean, this... Oh, yeah. No, if we're... holy moly. That is a pretty deep little guy.
Like, just think about that with Vivi for a moment.
I'd rather not.
That's somebody's gonna get both of those in a pre-release kit. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, no, with the way fucking play boosters are, yeah, someone's gonna get these in the same fucking pack. Which, like, good for them. That is awesome. That's like okay. I don't want to be negative and bitchy because that's sick as hell. That's fun as hell. But also, I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh wow, these are all wildly powerful cards that, like, why can't we be seeing this kind of hot nonsense in a non-Universes Beyond set?
In the starter kit, Cloud, Planet's Champion, just for example, during your turn, as long as Cloud is equipped, it has Double Strike and Indestructible. Equip abilities that activate the target Cloud cost 2 less to activate. So that is perfectly casted for not just that, but wouldn't that, with Double Strike, activate twice?
Yes.
Nasty. Disgusting.
So, free equip... becoming a 7/7.
Mm-hmm.
Double strike indestructible. That's pretty good. I mean, the flavor's there. Yeah, give Cloud a Buster Sword.
Sure is. Like, that's one of the, the four Cloud cards or however goddamn many they made.
Oh my god. Okay, so the real insane thing will be using Battlefield Improvisation from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Oh, what a great fucking card.
With a bunch of hot nonsense as he's
attacking. Because the Assassin's Creed starter pack, the one with Eivor, is also Boros and is also equipment love. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You get Raven Clan War Axe out and get some of the, like, no, seriously, put the Mjolnir and the, like, Spear of Leonidas from Assassin's Creed into some of these cards and you'll start doing some shit.
I was bitching the other day on Blue Sky about how Boros equipment cards are increasingly feeling like bipedal firefighting Pokemon starters.
Kinda. You're not wrong.
It's like another red white creature that cares about equipment. How exciting.
Yeah, it gives it 2/2 flying and trample for 3. Fucking rad. Let's go.
Yeah, fucking, like, oh my god, how about Cloud Midgar Mercenary? Just, let's, Panharm things attached to Cloud. That's yeah, great.
That's the awesome. The white one, I think.
Yeah. The dual white pip one. Just like oh search my your god. Life. Like yeah, just sure.
Why not?
Okay, but like if I'm being bitchy, I will circle back and say something nice about the set. I think it's absolutely bonker balls that Wizards of the Coast is printing a card called Commune with Beavers.
Yep, that's a very funny one.
That's insane. That is fucking insane. Thank you, Wizards. I too commune with beavers.
How do you feel about suplexing the train?
I don't know what that means contextually. I've heard about the train suplex. I don't know what that means, but I think it's funny.
Yeah. That's well, and that's just good value because suplex, that's another common that's going to be in standard. For two, you get to choose between dealing three damage, and if it dies, you exile it, or exiling target artifact. That's just great fucking removal.
Oh, is that a 2-mana spell or a 3-mana spell?
That's 2-mana.
Wait, they power crept a braid?
Yeah. Well, because a braid is a braid exile or destroy?
It's destroy.
I think it's just destroy. Yeah. Yeah, destroy target artifact. It is strictly better a braid.
They power crept a braid! You can't do this to me, Wizards!
Yo, God. The Spider-Man set is gonna like have a power crept counter spell. It's like, hey, one blue.
No, it's gonna be two blue counter spell draw card.
Ooh, yeah, now you're talking.
Oh my god.
I mean, like, that is the way they get people who are like, I don't really care about Final Fantasy to buy cards because they're like, fuck, I have three decks with red in them. They're all running a braid removal. I need to get in on this good shit, the suplex joint.
See, I was just about to say something nice about the set again because I saw Torgal, comma, a fine hound. It's a legendary wolf. And I'm like, oh, look, they're giving something for the werewolf players.
Oh, they sure are. For each dog or wolf.
Yeah. Like, that's good. Whenever you cast your first human creature spell, it enters with a +1/+1 counter for each dog and or wolf you control. Yeah.
So what do you know about... I am waiting. I don't think they've shown off Red 13, who is a... like I have to imagine they're making a Red 13 card, but is a main squad member in Final Fantasy VII and is a dog. And I think that will be a funny contender for commander of my mono red dog deck.
That you think he's going to be mono red?
I feel like you kind of have to. His name is Red 13. Also, he has firepower.
Well, ooh, God. Oh, I hope they give him fucked up fire breathing. I hope he's like a 0/2 with haste and trample that has some bullshit when he deals combat damage and has like really cracked fire breathing.
Ooh, you want to know something that's going to be cracked? Have you heard of Ultima Origin of Oblivion?
I have seen that. Is that the colorless guy?
Yeah, that is a Eldrazi wet dream right there.
Oh yeah. Hold on. I just saw this fruitcake. I know that I've seen this. Yeah, because I was there's a funny card, there's a funny land that plays with him. Yeah, whenever he attacks, put a blight counter on target land. Whenever you tap a land for colorless, add an additional colorless. That's, well, Jesus. You know what? This is fine. I'm actually okay with this card. This is... I like his art. I like that it's a god. I like that it's colorless and cares about being colorless and cares about tapping things for specifically colorless mana. and just, like, turbo ramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucked up, but it's 5 mana, so it's not coming down until turn 3 in Commander.
How do you feel about, because the big, I think, like, new card types are the summons, which are enchantment creatures, sagas.
Okay, so the single best thing I can say about this set is the exploratory design that's going on with, like, what type of card can we make or what can we do with, like, existing formats. I'm obsessed. I think that this is knocked out of the park. Like, a saga creature that, like, you get for a couple turns and then it disappears is awesome. Like, that is
such a flavor win, too.
Yeah. That's summoning a fucking dude. Like, I think that's beautiful. I don't think it's up on Scryfall yet because he just previewed it today, but Prof over on Tolarian Community College previewed a Selesnya Legendary that lets you remove saga counters from
I saw people in my people in my group chat were talking about that. Better Sotsky.
Yeah, and like that's fun. Like, having that in Standard is kind of my jam. Like anything that lets you fuck with, like, specifically removing counters from things that always get counters added, I think is a very exciting and interesting design space. I'm loving all of the lands that have adventures.
Yeah. Like, the way that they have worked in, like, the light abilities and the job system, or like with kind of roll tokens again, I think is really, really neat.
The side quest, I love how many cards that we have that flip.
Love me some fucking flip cards. Let's go.
There is so much to applaud here, and if it were not the price that it is, I would be I really want to just, oh, I just read a card. Never mind, I'm sold on the set. Oh, shit.
What is it?
God,
which one?
Damn it, Bugs does heel turn in real time on Final Fantasy is sold on set. God.
Which
damn
card?
It.
Which card?
Moogle's Valor.
Oh, it's, yeah, you didn't know about Moogle's Valor?
For each creature you control, create a 1/2 white Moogle creature token with lifelink. Then creatures you control gain indestructible until end of turn with the flavor text, "Thanks, Moogles, we're in your debt." God! I need this. I love this. Yeah, let me make a shitload of Moogles! That's all I know about Final Fantasy is fucking Moogles. I want to make a bunch of them. Have they shown? Wait, what are the Moogle tokens? Oh.
They got Moogle tokens?
Oh, yeah, they do. And they're guys. They're really good looking buddies. Okay. Watson of the Coast. Hi. It's Bugs. I know we have our differences sometimes. You can win not only my silence, but undying adoration.
Aww.
If you send me like just one of every Moogle card that makes tokens and like 60 Moogle tokens, I will sing your praises. I will make a deck tech about how to make more Moogles than there are stars in the sky. These are oh my god, I love little guys. They're such little guys. They're 1/2s. They have asses. Are you kidding me? What's the good King Moog the 12th? Oh. Oh. Sure. Hello. Summon good King Moog the 12th. Okay. God fucking. Yeah. All right.
You know what card those Moogles would go fucking crazy ham with?
What?
Both Delny and Arabella.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting together Arabella Gremlins right now, and I'm like, you know what? Fucking, what if all those gremlins got a Moogle buddy?
Yeah, I am.
And they were all indestructible lifelinkers until end of turn.
Yeah, what if every Moogle turned sideways is a very... Okay, actually, no. I want Moogle's Valor in my Zergo deck after I have the... What's the... Oh, shoot. Okay, I just cast this card the other day. I should know the name of it. It's the Divine something or other, where you make angels instead of whatever creature you were going to make. Hold on.
Oh, you know what Moogle's Valor needs to fucking go in is that Fallout
Divine Visitation
Caesar deck.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no! No! Kaiser can't kill the moon. You're so right. Oh god. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. They have lifelink. They have asses and lifelink. That's insane. Like, delighted halflink, like, stand down. You're about to get trounced by the buddy brigade. Ah, not thanks, Moogles. We're in your debt. Moogles Valor. Fuck my drag. Okay, fine.
Oh my god. I'm just looking at the adventure land cycle, the towns.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Yeah, Jador Aristocratic Capital is going to be a motherfucker. Target opponent mills half their library rounded down. Like, okay, that's in standard. That's in the same standard that fucking Mind Skinner is in.
Oh, and it's also the same standard that that monument situation. Hold on. Aether Drift, Scryfall.
Oh yeah, the big fuck off. Yep.
Yeah, the I can see it in my mind's eye. The River Churn monument. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
any number of target players each mill cards equal to the number of cards in their graveyard. Sure. Yeah.
They just put what's the fucking aberration? Like that's standard in Foundations. The Dimir cards as are in opponent's graveyards. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, which also makes you mill whenever you cast a card. Ooh, is Dimir mill playable in standard? Okay, fine. You know what?
I mean,
like Wizards, I can't say you aren't trying your damnedest to butter me the fuck up because, like, okay, you're giving me silly little guys and mill. Moogle's Valor's so fucked, Jesus Christ. Like, I know it's just make a bunch of dudes. But A, I'm making Moogles. B, it's for each dude I control. Oh wait, you know what's funny? You know it's a funny trick to play on God.
Impact Tremors.
Well, that's a funny trick to play on God all the time. But yeah, no, Impact Tremors, but having Past and Flaming's Moogle's Valor with Impact Tremors.
Yeah,
put that in Arabella. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, that's shit, man. Yeah, we... No, fuck it. Moogle's Valor, Past in Flames with Altar of the Brood.
Oh my god. You have just the most heinous little goblin mind.
I like it when little guys cause mill. They're Moogles. That's insane. Wait, what? They're Moogle creature. Is Moogle a creature type? Hold the phone.
Yeah, no, it got its own creature.
It's fully typed.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
Yeah, go to Stiltskin. It's a Moogle creature. Cloudbound Moogle.
What the fuck? It's a Moogle. Okay. God, man, Stiltskin's so cute. I can't be mad at him.
Yeah, that's a little buddy right there.
Oh gosh. Oh my God. No. I want to have Stiltskin and just give people Moogle.
I mean, you could. I'm curious the tech people are going to come up with for like Stiltskin as a commander.
There's turbo cracked shit you can do with Stiltskin. Like, I don't know as a commander, but in the 99 doing Monkey's Paw gift decks.
Oh yeah, like generous gift type shit for sure.
Yeah, this little bastard's never given you anything nice. Hold on. Target creature. Oh, it costs if it was. I don't like that it costs two to tap him. That means I can't just break it.
I don't like when there's limitations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't easily go infinite with this with Thornbite Staff. Pass.
I do like that they remade Dark Confidant.
Oh, yeah, just straight up. That's
a good reprint. Oh, you know what we need to fucking talk about? Speaking of reprints, we need to talk about the Through the Ages fucking proxies that they've made.
Do we have to?
We got to.
Oh, God.
Let me look it up.
But the art looks bad.
It's like, so some of the art is good. It is the layout on those cards that is, the layout is an atrocity.
Yeah, let me rephrase. I don't hate the art. I hate that there's no text box. I hate the layout is just... They made Atraxa Sephiroth? That's so funny.
It's, like, it is literally, I had, when I first started making proxies, if you take away all the boundary lines, if you take away all the bordering... This is what cards look like. And it's so like if you look at Zidane Tribal and Cloud Strife, where these look like bad proxies. These look like
really do.
Like if you order proxies that are like 100 cards, here's your one piece proxy deck or whatever the fuck. Like the ones you see on the cards you see on Etsy or wherever you're buying it from might look okay, but the rest of the 99 are going to be this type of shit where it's just like a random ass screenshot. And it's so like, I get what they were doing. And I think as a celebration of the series, it had the potential to be cool. I do love how some of them are just like fucking PS1 era CG renders. I think that is very funny.
Oh my God. You know what? So literally right before we started recording, I made an order on TCG Player. And I think that it's these goofy Through the Ages reprints are gonna be perfect for it because I want to build a Garth One-Eye deck that's oops all Universes Beyond head-ass cards.
Mm.
And having a bunch of, like, just good cards in Wooburg that are being reprinted here. It's like, we've got Bolas's Citadel, we have Darkrit. Oh my God, like...
Ancient Copper Dragon.
Ancient... Oh God, that thing's gonna be so fucking...
Yawgmoth...
Ragavan. Who'd they print as Yawgmoth?
The Emperor Hell Tyrant.
Okay. That's hot. I mean, like, I can't.
The card selection is like, it is a lot of shit that either needs reprints, needs the price driven down, or like,
oh, these are not going to drive any prices down at all.
Yeah, maybe not.
These are all going to be chase variants. Like Ancient Copper Dragon is like a $99 card at time of recording.
Like Ristic, a Chroma's Will.
Yeah, these are, I mean, these are, do you know if these are going to be available in play boosters or these?
So I believe these are the like guest card bonus sheets. Special, so yeah. I think they are going to be play boosters.
Well, okay. Yeah, like, I mean, as long as these are available in play boosters, I can't really, really, really.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Because there's like 60 of these, 50, yeah. 54 revealed right now. Could you imagine if they made these fucking collector booster exclusive?
I can. That's why I'm like, Jesus, these, like, as long as these are in play boosters, like, I have thoughts and feelings about the layout. I have thoughts and feelings about the card selection. But if they're accessible, a lot of that drops for me, because then it's like, okay, fine. Like, yeah, packs are a dollar more. And if you're guaranteed one of these, like the way that they did the bonus sheet in like OTJ, like even if it's like, oh, you're mostly just getting like Dark Ritual or Dovin's Veto or like,
I mean, those, they're still, like, looking at all these, I'm like,
I'm not mad cracking any of these. Are you kidding? Like,
yeah, there is a lot of, like, it seems like they went, okay, what are the, like, commander playable cards? Let's fucking reprint those, like, which is,
like, or even just in limited. Like, yeah, I'll take a Farseek, sure. I'll take a Finn the Fang Bear. I'll take a Nature's Claim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, those are, those are fun and play. Light Up the Stage? Sure. One of them's Lightning Bolt. Yes, please.
Yeah, no, they got Ristic, Lightning Bolt, Counterspell. Like, they got a whole bunch of the most basic standard shit.
They have Cryptic Command. Oh, that's stupid. Like, go for it, man. Like, yeah, I can't. I don't want to be, I'm not mad at any of these. Like, go for it. If these are in play boosters, we live, laugh, love. Limited, like, sealed is going to be so stupid.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Cause I didn't even get to do a Tarkir Dragonstorm sealed because I think I was just too busy, and
yeah,
I am. But this is coming out actually over my birthday weekend, so I am making time. I have already started. I traded in a bunch of stuff. I have credit saved up at two shops. I will be opening a decent amount of this.
I'm absolutely going to a sealed for this because I love pre-release. Like, that's one of my favorite ways of engaging with Magic, and like that really informs. Like, you can, much to Violet's dismay, our office is covered in piles. Like, the floor of our office is covered in piles of cards that I'm building. I'm building a jumpstart cube out of our bulk.
Yeah, fair.
I love limited. I love sealed. And so, like, yeah, if these are all going to be in, like, sealed packs, fuck yeah. This is gonna make pre-release a fucking blast. I really hope they're not just in collector boosters.
I want to say they wouldn't, but I'm like, no, they would. Yeah, I don't think they are. I don't think they are though.
I'm so glad I got a copy of Gix in the Tarkir Commander Precon. Because I would have to walk into the ocean if the cheapest version of Gix was the Shadow Lord. Just for flavor reasons for my Rhea deck. But yeah, like this should be. Oh, I want this to not be heinous in hell. I'm giving a lot of good vibes to the set right now because of that Moogle Moogle card, or all the Moogle cards. I also do like Freya Crescent, the Rat Knight.
Oh, wait, what color is that in?
She's mono red.
Red rats, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, mostly she just says one drop rat, which means impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Rat in the rat museum. Like, I think this card amount might as well read pay one red, make the snail bigger.
This is fascinating to me because, like, so many of these, I think, like a red rat, so many of these seem very locked into Wilds of Eldraine. Like, between roles, between adventures, between, like, the titles and the emphasis on, like, wizards, knights, that kind of shit.
No, there is something deeply Eldraine about this.
Which I think is fucking great. Like, I think that works fantastically. A Realm Reborn. Other permanents you control have tap, add one mana of any color.
Permanents. Jesus Christ.
That's going to be... Like, if you get six mana out and you're playing, like, imagine playing, like, a fucking Scoot Swarm with that.
Yeah, imagine Elf Ball. Imagine Dragons. Oh my god. I mean, like, okay, nice thing, again. Not gonna be bitchy. Nice thing. I like that we have a new land type. I like towns. I like that we have
towns. Honestly, kind of...
Towns go
something
hard.
I'm kind of surprised that we haven't before.
I don't think that we've had enough emphasis on a bunch of different cities in a major way in a Magic set. I hope that they keep it going. I would love to see towns become gates. In a similar, like, with like a like towns matter cards extending beyond this, like, especially for Universes Within shit. Like, please, can we go back? Can we un Tef Pro New Phyrexia and have it just be Mirrodin again? And can we go visit all the different places in Mirrodin and give them towns, maybe? That would be nice. Thank you. Please and thank you, love bugs. Like locations that matter within, like, Ravnica as towns. Like, because we've had, like, lands that are, like, I'm thinking about the Innistrad, original Innistrad lands, had a bunch of, like, towns and cities and areas within the plane.
Yeah, like Hanweir all that shit.
Hanweir and Kessig and all of that, where it's like, okay, cool, we're getting like locations, but like designating them as towns, I think, is really cool and important. And
like what if they had additional enchantments that could only work on towns? Like, what if you you could tie like battles to towns?
High battles to towns, or have, like, you know, towns, if you control X or more towns, they all, like, tap for two mana because it's, like, a city or a township or something. Like, there's so many, like, I'm just looking at starting town as a land, I think is so funny. This is awesome. Where it
enters tapped. Yeah, it's a great fucking flavor win.
It enters tapped unless it's your first three turns of the game, and also it has... add one mana of any color if you pay a life. Like, that's, oh my god. Yeah. Like,
I think, like, looking at towns, I was just thinking the other day, I really want more typal interaction like that, but I want a set to, like, bring back all of the different land types and have interactions. Have a spell that, like, if you have five or more different land types, because this new set printed,
oh my god, yeah,
you know, here are multicolor caves, here's all of the spheres
here. Yeah, I was gonna say spheres, deserts, caves, towns, gates. Oh my god,
yeah, I would love that.
That's like, oh my god, yeah, give me a Field of the Dead that cares about land types, please.
Oh, that would be so, like...
Oh, my God. I normally can be trusted with things that make tokens.
two artifacts, wizard tokens, cast a non-creature spell. This token deals one damage. Yeah, the 0/1 black wizards. That's a token that I've seen a couple cards have also.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
That's pretty neat. I'm interested to see if anybody can do stuff with those in a, like...
I mean, they're black wizards, so, like, I'm seeing Judith or Jury probably wants to...
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Yeah, I'm just... I like that we're also getting hero tokens right now.
Yeah, 1/1 colorless hero creature token.
Like, there's... What are all the tokens in the set, actually? Hold on, let's...
Yeah.
We have copies, we have a couple... Oh, I like that there's so many different arts for heroes. That's actually really exciting. Oh.
Yeah, there is, aren't there?
There's also the good boy. There's the Angelo.
Oh, look at that dog.
Yeah. Rinoa Hartley from Final Fantasy, what is that, 9? 8? Yeah, 8. She makes... Oh, that's great.
Well, it looks like the heroes are mostly from, which I guess makes sense as like an MMO. They come in all sorts of different like types and shit.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying the breadth that we're seeing here. Yeah, these are like, as tokens enjoyer. Yeah, okay. These are like, and there's some cool, I like that we're seeing some vehicles here too. Like, there is a lot of exciting, like,
tech and interaction.
Yeah, that I like it. I just, I wish that this level of nutty exploratory tech was in a main series set.
Yeah. Well, and we still don't know anything really about, the next one that's coming out. The
Edge of Eternities, Etching Eternities.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like, that's not happening until like August, I think.
Yeah, so I guess we're a ways out.
Yeah, we're far enough out that like I hate that we've seen, even though they're just like a couple Spider-Man cards, I hate that we've seen any before we've seen any
of
the Eternities stuff, because like
we've talked about that shit.
Just like, come on. Like,
there was one, I'm trying to find it and I can't, but there was a card that had to do, it cared about mutants and it created mutants, but every time a mutant died, it did something. And I don't remember what it was.
Is it a main set or is it a commander set?
It might have been commander, actually.
Hold on, let me do a quick little... oh no, here we go. So there's the it's Genova Ancient Calamity. So at the beginning of combat,
that's the one.
A 1/1 counter equal to its power on one other target creature, that creature becomes a mutant in addition to its other types. Whenever a mutant you control dies, draw cards equal to its power. That'll be fine, I'm sure.
Have you, speaking of commander cards, have you looked at Kate Sith Fortune Teller, the Cat Moogle?
Hold up. No. What?
Cat Mono Moogle. Red.
One moment, please.
He's a cat with a Moogle buddy.
Aren't we all? He's a mono red cat Moogle. Let's... At the beginning of combat, your turn, Scry 1, then exile the top cards of your library. Oh. That's sick. Okay. Okay, that's some hot tech. That's a spicy meatball. Scry 1, exile, yeah. Flip it or rip it. Flip it or rip it, big mana, okay. I dig that. I dig that design. I also just love that, like, Esper, this is kind of broadly for the set, like, Esper is a word that means things outside of the context of Magic the Gathering.
And yeah, so, that's not going to be confusing at all.
Seeing, you know, just things that are like Esper this and Esper that, and it's like, oh yeah, that's in mono green, Esper something. Esper to the Magicite and is a black something or other. Like, awesome. Awesome. This will be... I genuinely think that's funny as sin. Like...
But I was... So I was thinking of Genova in the context of, like, mutant typal being something that we are going to see more with Marvel shit. But, yeah. Like, even though Ravnica had, like, mutant cards, but nobody really, like, none of them really have made a lasting, playable, like impact, unless you're doing Simic shit.
To me, the most important mutant is this lovely little goblin called Flameweave Invoker, because it's a combo piece in Pauper Goblins.
But, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, though, right? Because it's...
Yeah.
Like, and I was thinking of the idea that you're going to have more of this where not just mutants, but like typals are like, they mean different things across different universes beyond sets, but they are going to interact with one another. So you are, at some point, you are going to have interaction between Final Fantasy, Fallout, and Marvel mutants. And they're all different types and definitions of what a mutant is, but they will all interact. And I think that is, that's one of those things where I'm like,
Did you know that there's Jurassic Park mutants as well?
Oh yeah, there is, isn't there? Yeah. Yep.
Indoraptor and Indominus Rex are both mutants.
Are mutant dinosaurs. Rad. Oh, there's a legendary dog. Another legendary dog, except it's black. Okay.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. Like, it's, I mean, Sliver Overlord's a mutant?
Huh. Yeah?
Huh. That's cool. I'm just thinking,
oh man,
like,
there's detective cards in this set.
There's detectives? Wait.
There is, wait. Hildebrand Manderville is a human detective.
Oh, there's also an elder human. Wait. I'm just looking at. Oh my God. Okay, like this is, oh my gosh. This is just hot nonsense. But in keeping with Final Fantasy, this is hot nonsense, the set. I think that's correct. I think this will be, I'm very, very curious to see how it plays.
I have to, like, literally put this shit out of my mind for like 2 weeks. Because I just want to fucking play it. I just want to sit down. I want to open packs, make decks. And I cannot, like, ruminate on it because it's all I will think about.
Yeah, I desperately hope that this lives up to the hype. I hope that it lives up to the hype for the players. I don't love the precedent that it sets, like, the price of everything.
Yeah.
And just all of that and what it means for universes beyond. Excuse me. And what it means for universes beyond, like, as a project. But in a vacuum, this is, everything looks very fun. I can't I can't hate on it. I have a lot of critiques, but I can't, like, and it's bad. Like, no, it's
like, this is some magic ass ma- like, look at these lands. Look at the dual lands and shit that are in the commander decks. And I'm like, outside of some very famous iconography, you could tell me these are just regular ass magic lands. And I'm like, yeah, that looks like a magic land. This fits. We're not going to see this shit with, like, what are you going to have that fits into Hinterland Harbor? Or hey, nesting grounds.
They're printing waste into standard.
Yeah, I did see that because of the Ultima dude that we were just talking about.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that they were printing literally waste. That's also unfortunately sick as hell.
Well, because wastes are like, they're pretty expensive land, aren't they?
Yeah, wastes for a basic land, wastes are more expensive than they ought to be. Like, yeah, they tend to be, you know, 50 cents plus. Yeah, like, yeah, 70 cents plus a piece, which, like, isn't nothing. And, I mean, yeah, there's, like, plenty of utility lands that enter untapped and tap for colorless, and that does necessarily matter, but, like, yeah, okay, I can't be mad that we're getting waste. They didn't power creep a braid. I'm just looking at suplex again. It's a sorcery, we're fine.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew. Okay, yep, I remember.
Sorry. I like, okay, that actually, I'm so much more okay with that. Yeah, no, it's a sorcery, fine.
Oh, hey, you want to know what else they have? They put Dark Steel Plate in the Final Fantasy VII deck, and it still falls into that cloud equip too.
Oh god.
And Champion's Helm.
Yeah, let me just check something really quick. Oh. Fuck my drag. Okay, sure, fine. Cloud can free equip Shadow Spear.
Yeah, there's some shit that's gonna happen.
Oh,
people are gonna make some disgusting cloud decks. I can't believe they also reprinted Walking Ballista.
Oh gosh,
three visits. God damn, there's some good, like, value cards in these decks.
Yeah, he can free equip a bunch of the swords of X and Y. He can free equip all the swords of X and Y. That's great. That's awful.
Rad.
This is.
So what you're saying is, Voltron is what I'm hearing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've once again created Boros Voltron.
Please clap.
Oh gosh, I am okay. Ooh. I will say, Reborus Voltron for limited. I think item shopkeeper's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty fun.
Yeah, whenever you attack, target attacking equipped creature gets menace until end of turn. That's great. That bear with upside, awesome. Like. Yeah, I mean, like, I am enjoying, like, all these cards look like a blast to play. I just can't wait to go to Lorwyn.
That's not fully confirmed, but that's probably the next remastered set, right?
No, Lorwyn, we're returning.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've talked about this. Yep.
So, yeah, the remastered, I have no idea. Like, okay. Oh, if we... I don't want to speculate. I hope it's, like... I don't want to speculate. But... Yeah, I'm looking at all of the love that's put into these cards, because clearly love is being put into them.
And yeah, there is a lot of care going into this thing.
It's just like, this is the first of three Universes Beyond sets we're getting this year, and I feel like it's going to be increasingly downhill from here.
Ooh, what is the Mog Moogle Warrior Boros Legendary Creature?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my husband, yeah.
Oh, if a creature card was discarded this way, you create a 1/2.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's for three? Yeah. That's gnarly.
Yeah, Heir Apparent deck.
God damn.
Yeah, no. I've basically scoped out both before this recording and during it. Yeah, I know what singles I want, and they're all Moogles or Moogle related.
No, you should do Heir Apparent and the Templar soldiers, the Templar Knights from Assassin's Creed.
No, because I just want. Wait, what do the Templars do?
It kind of the same. You search for artifacts or equipment if you.
No, because I want to do Heir Apparents because then I can do the funny Moogle. I can do Moogle's Valor with my Heir Apparent.
Okay, that is also very true.
A metro shitload of Moogles and bunnies.
That is true.
And then I turn them sideways and win.
Mm.
Or theoretically, end the game in a different way. If I have a massive board and someone board wipes while someone else has a Zulaport Cutthroat up.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that is one way to do it. I had a very funny... Speaking of funny ways to end a game, I've been... Yeah. So my Ashnod deck that I've been really, really working on,
yeah,
I finally did the thing that I'm like, this will never happen, but I want to be able to do it anyway. You're familiar with Ingenious Arterialist?
I am, as a matter of fact.
You're familiar with Treasure Vault?
I believe so. Let me.
It is so for X and X.
Yeah. Okay.
You sack
no,
it
hold
to
on.
Make X treasures.
Yeah. Oh, hot.
Which, with Ashnod's sack ability, means that you get, instead of it reducing, so instead of tapping for 8 to make 4 treasures, you tap for 8 to make 8 treasures.
Yeah, I see the line.
Yeah, and so when, let me tell you, when you got, like, 8 power stones on the field, and you can just funnel all those plus your lands into that and make like 12, 13, 14 treasures and deal 13, 14 damage to everybody. That's a very funny way to win a game.
I wanna... Oh, fuck. I was gonna order an Ashnod today in my thing. I'll have to order more cards, I guess. Because mono black one pip Ashnod is...
She does some fucking work sometimes. I'm not gonna lie.
She's a fucked up little lady. I was literally posting about this on Blue Sky earlier today about how she's transcoded and Taunos is her Grungler.
Yeah, absolutely. Like 100,000%. I think on the next episode of Exhibitionist, I'm going to bring out Ashnod.
Yeah, I was going to say, please run Ashnod on that. I'm going to be on Quain again. Hi, listeners. This will probably come out too late for you to catch this, but check the VOD.
When is our next recording on that?
Next week. Week from tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'll be... Oh my god, those were some silly games. Having Forced Fruition and multiple Howling Mines, etc. on the field sure was a time.
Just everybody bringing their one Howling Mine.
That I'm so sad that Quinn's Scrawling Crawler got blown up the turn before I could play my Forced Fruition.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not. I think the other deck I am going to play, if we get to a game 2, is going to be I have tinkered with Rona to add more different kinds of counters. So instead of just 3 creatures with invincible counters, there's now fading counters and incubation counters all sorts of dumb bullshit that I think is very funny.
Good. Oh my god. Also, just after how long that second game went, like, Tracy and I have literally been like, okay, we're changing how we do game twos from now on.
How are y'all doing it?
Oh, just like, all right, we can go a little bit higher power slash like shit with more interaction. Like, if we're starting at that point, it's like, oh, we cannot, like, because it was, I was just caught, like, we were 10 turns into the game and everyone had like over 30 life.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna be amending that, thankfully. But gosh. On that note, you got anything else you want to chat about today?
I don't. I think that kind of wraps it up for us. I'm very excited for Final Fantasy. I think next time we talk will be either close to release or right after.
Let me double check. Final Fantasy pre-release.
No, it'll be right before.
Yeah, it's the week of, so June 6th. So yeah, that'll be like immediately before. That'll be, because we're going to record next on the, I'm so good at calendars. I know how to work these fucking things. Yeah, it'll be on the 4th. Work. Oh, gosh. Yeah, just tracking my arc on the set thus far, I will probably be so fucking hyped for it by that point, because I have a really hard time not getting hyped and seeing the best of things in the Wizard Squares.
Yeah, I am ready to be hyped on the Wizard Squares again. I really liked Tarkir. I didn't love it. And Aetherdrift was Aetherdrift. So I think it has been a minute since I've been like, yes, let's do this. Let's get into a set. And I'm ready for a new favorite.
The Moogles have asses in life, Link. What the fuck? All right. These little guys. I'm so ready for them. All right. Jordan, where can the lovely people find you if they haven't followed you already?
If you haven't followed me already, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube at Dead Domain, where I do mostly political theory and video essays and such. And that's just what I'm doing, where I am.
And you can follow me over on Blue Sky at bugsmatrix.bsky.social, as well as the Twitches, the TikToks, and check me out over on Twitch on the One Shot RPG Network's Twitch channel, hosting the Exhibitionists, my bracket one commander show.
Hell yeah, which is a load of fun. I had such a good time doing that.
I'm so glad you were able to come on. Like, I just that bracket one good.
it has made me want to do so much more like online magic that I haven't been able to.
Oh my god. Yeah, no. Dude, we need to jam more games.
Absolutely.
That, let's pass the turn.